Dr. Paul Christian is a dentist in Middleton, Delaware, and he has been working with the 3M ESPE, Give Kids a Smile program. And Greg Biffle has been to the Air Force Base, the Youth Center here this weekend, and you went there to talk to the kids. Talk about the program Give Kids a Smile and you, obviously, as a dentist, what it means to you and how much fun you're having at the racetrack.
Yes, Give Kids a Smile is a nationwide charity sponsored in part by the American Dental Association. And here in Delaware, dentists volunteer their time for special Give Kids a Smile events. We have several free dental days where we provide dental care to underprivileged children, usually in February here in Delaware, as well as other outreach community programs. And on Thursday, I had the opportunity to be at the Dover Air Force Base with Greg and the 3M ESPE racing team, and that was an awesome experience for me to be involved with that, to see the racing people and to see how they're into dental education, helping kids understand how to prevent dental cavities.
How do the kids react to a race car driver here in Delaware showing up to talk to them about smiling and brushing teeth and that sort of thing?
Kids were into it. Awesome. A lot of enthusiasm and energy. The kids loved it.
And the driver, Greg Biffle, is talking about in this 3M ESPE dental products program, Give Kids a Smile, how a couple of laps around the track and you could brush your teeth for 2 minutes, which is how long you should brush your teeth, and in the same amount of time he can do all these things on the track.
Yes, that's interesting to think about, how he can be spinning out a couple of times. Kids are still brushing their top teeth, not yet even on the bottom teeth yet. So that's interesting for the kids to think about that.
Now, you've been to the racetrack before?
I've been here before, yes, to help raise money for the band, Middletown High School Band Boosters. I sold souvenirs through the racetrack people here.
How hard is it to convince kids to brush their teeth the right amount of time? And how does racing help when you bring a race car driver and a race car to them to help teach that?
Well, anything we can do to help create enthusiasm and education about how you can prevent dental cavities and how you can take care of your teeth, I think that's all good and great. It can sometimes be a challenge. Kids want to just stick the toothbrush in there and not really move around much. They don't understand, hey, it's got to take some time. You got to concentrate, pay attention to what you're doing. So I think that the twice a day for 2 minutes each time is a good message, and the kids are getting that, I think, with Greg's help.
Well, when I was a kid, I wish I would have had a dentist who had a tattoo on his cheek. It's got two kids smiling on it. What does it say?
That's a Give Kids a Smile logo that I put on this morning for the special event here in Dover.
And how much fun was it for you?
Oh, this is great. We enjoy. The dentists want to get out. You know, we're people, kind of people. You know, we want to get out and talk to folks and show them that, you know, anything we can do to help people understand how they should take care of their teeth and all that, we're all for it.
The thing is, I'm not sure how hard it is to convince kids to do what you're asking them to do, but is it harder than one would think that kids are not doing that?
Well, I think kids don't always see the connection between not brushing and trouble. So I think that's sometimes hard to get that, the kids to understand, hey, what are cavities, where do they come from, and what's the connection between my drinking a soda and possibly having some trouble. So I think that we want to try to get on, as she moves the Pepsi away from her.
Diet Pepsi.
Oh, okay, well, that's
probably still bad, right?
No, diet's fine.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Final thoughts on also meeting Greg Biffle and getting to see how he is in action with the kids.
Hey, he is a great ambassador for dental health. I can see that. And there's a tremendous amount of energy and enthusiasm around the track just for racing. There's a big hubbub as I walk through the garage area, the pit area. This was a great experience for me to see some of the inside of racing here.
You can also visit www.3mespe.com/givekidsasmile, and you do that every day.
Absolutely.
And you want to add anything? Who do you want to win this race?
We're pulling for the guy driving number 16, Greg Biffle.
I was guessing you might say that. It's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you so much.